Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Beth Ellicott.
You're listening to the midweek version of Fiber Talk, the twice-weekly podcast for needlework artists. And I should have said that with more enthusiasm, like charged and fired up.
It is raining.
Yeah, but I just kind of nonchalanted through that. Well, trust me, folks, we're excited. How's that?
Yes.
Okay, this one's sponsored by Avlia Mediterranean Folk Embroidery. Krista West, avlia.life, avlia.life. That's not a website address you run into a lot, but avlia.life, L-I-F-E. Easy to remember, but I don't think .com works, so put that in. And then the biggest thing with the code, your code is gratitude. Your code is gratitude, 20% off the entire site-wide at Avlia in November. Because she didn't want to have a Cyber Monday thing. She wanted people to have a shot all month to buy things and take advantage of what she has to offer. So gratitude is your code word and 20% off site-wide. So pound on that site.
Yes. And, you know, I'm almost done with my my meditative piece. So maybe I could find something new to stitch.
Oh, I bet if you looked really hard for about 2 seconds, you could find something. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real fast.
Yeah. You're almost done with it. Wow, I'm impressed.
Well, that's almost done as a – I shouldn't say it. It's not literally almost done. It's close to being done. Maybe I should say that.
Okay. Because I've only been working on mine on the Sundays that we've done the show, and then I keep working on it into the evening. So I haven't – because I'm doing the basket weave one. Because you're doing – I like yours. What is that one you're doing?
It's Palisita.
Palisita?
Floral.
Yeah.
Floral. Yeah. And it was a little bit kit, I think.
Oh, okay.
It was a kit. It was a kit for sure. So
yours is nice.
The colors are gorgeous.
Yeah. Well played.
And it's very relaxing, you know, under stressful times. Yes. Very relaxing.
Now, do you know what you're going to do with it? You're just going to make it like a little mat to go underneath a vase or something?
Yes. Yes. In fact, I was talking to friends about that. I said, you know, I'm tired of having things that I don't use that just end up getting stitched. So I'm just going to do a real quick, easy hem. I'm not going to do anything fancy, and I'm going to put it where I can see it.
All right. So you'll have completed something and it will actually be useful.
Yes. Amazing.
Look at that. Look at that. One in a thousand.
What, have you been looking at my stash lately?
No, but your descriptions are more than enough. I know exactly where you're at. Yeah. Yeah. And that is the cool thing about the Avlia stuff is so much of it works just like that. You can stitch it. It doesn't take a long time. Put a simple hem on it and actually use it. Put it in your house somewhere. Yep. Yep. Right. So, okay. So sign. So 20% off gratitude all through November. Sign up for the newsletter to keep on top of things. Her new releases, Santorini Stars, Star of Skyros, and Little Church's Border Trio. And if you join us tonight for the Stitch Hour, you will see those. Or you could go to avlia.life and see them, either way. And then she has two new kits that involve silk and cotton coming in December. So look for those. Best thing, get on the newsletter thing. And, of course, let her know Fiber Talk sent you. When you buy or sign up or whatever.
Yes.
We appreciate that. Okay, and then speaking of tonight, Cindy Baldwin is going to return as our guest. And you say, well, didn't we see Cindy's work the last time? Well, one would think that till she sends me a new set of photos and you realize, nope, didn't see it. Yeah. We saw some, but we didn't see it. So a whole bunch of new stuff. A good mix of things from Cindy. So join us tonight for that. Yeah. No, because I thought, all right, she's going to send me six things because she ran out. No.
See, and she's kind of a local to me stitcher. But I've never met her. I've only run into her online.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we've ever really met in person. Mm. So
pretty amazing stuff. Yep. So yeah, we'll have plenty to talk about. No question about it. Yeah. So Cindy tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern on the YouTube channel. And then join us Sunday. We're back to meditative stitching because we took this last Sunday off to talk with Andrea Cabral from Portugal. So we're back to meditative stitching on the 15th. That's 2 o'clock Eastern time. And then also now, next week, Patricia Sohn is the podcast guest Sunday, and that's Painted Canvas. So that's Sunday. And then Wednesday, Patricia will join us and be our live guest Wednesday the 18th. So we'll get to see finished, stitched, embellished, painted canvas and talk about what she does and how she goes about it. That'll be fun.
Yeah, and I went and looked at her site, and that was time spent. That beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful canvases. She yes. does beautiful embellishment work.
Yes, there's a talent level there, isn't there?
Yes. You know, because you see those painted canvases, and I look at them, and I'm like, think, oh, what am I, what would I, it's beautiful, but what would I do with that? How can I make it? And she does. She takes those canvases, and the pumpkin one, mm-hmm. it's like a topiary pumpkin. Uh-huh. I've seen that blank canvas, and I've looked at it. Now I know when I'm, I'm like, oh, that is gorgeous.
Anyway. Yep. So all you people who have commented to me, why don't you have painted canvas people? Line up. Let's go. Sunday will be the podcast, and next Wednesday, the 18th, will be the she'll be with us live, and we'll talk about all those things. So bring your questions. And we talked about a little bit in the podcast about embellishment tips and so on and so forth. Hard to generalize on that stuff, but when you can actually see what she's done and ask her questions about it, I think that'll be a real plus. So opportunity, podcast, and then live show with Patricia Sohn on Painted Canvas. So that'll be fun. And
yeah, that'll be great.
Okay, and Andrea Cabral, holy smokes.
Yeah. She was great. I had friends who don't do a lot of stitching, and I said, you guys, you have to watch the show. You have to watch the show. And they did, and they were like texting me and saying, that was fabulous. I want to do that. And that's so much fun. And she has great work. And so I think she should put out some line drawn patterns.
Yeah. 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 She could, several of those she could make into a design. Yeah. Sell yes. kits, any number of things. Yes.
Right. Right. Yep. Cause I think most of us are afraid to draw. I think that's part of our issue. But mm-hmm. I think if she had it like a something simple that we could, cause they were just fantastic. Her ideas, her thought process. It was a fabulous
yep.
show.
Yep. Little brooches. She could just do the brooches. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We didn't give those enough time, but go to her Etsy shop and see those. And yeah, she's just, and the thing, you know, my English isn't good. I'm really kind of nervous about it. No, you're fine. And even before we did the podcast, she was nervous about her English. No, I can tell your English will be probably as good or better than mine. So
that's right. It was great.
Which is a pretty low bar. So, but you know, and yeah, I mean, it was just fine talking to her. And then Sunday, I mean, she was all over it. It was just tremendous. Yeah. Oh man, I tell you, when we signed off the air, I mean, I was actually clapping. It was so much fun doing that. What a talent. And the thought process behind the story she develops behind each one right. of those things. Oh man, she just makes them live. It's great.
Right. And that's what one of my friends said. She said, I love the stories, the story she's telling with her needlework. She yep. says, that is great.
Yeah.
That is just fabulous.
Yeah, she's a treasure. She's an absolute yeah. treasure. Yep. So check that out. Yep. If you missed it last Sunday, the podcast and Andrea Cabral was the live guest on the Sunday show. And if you go to the Fiber Talk website, wetalkfiber.com, the podcast is there, the audio podcast, and then right below it is a link to the live show. So you can get the whole thing in one page. But yeah, check her out because it's needle art, and I'm using that in the full meaning of the word needle art. It is needlework mm-hmm. art like you've not seen, I don't think.
Right.
Yeah.
And the fact that she doesn't waste anything.
I know.
I wish she lived closer. I mean, she and I could have so much fun. We could have a blast. Yeah. It would be Oh, well.
Yeah. And I mean, every time she talked about, you know, recycling, reusing, and I'm sitting there, like I said in the show, I'm looking at three orb bowls, pieces of thread that are 4 and 5 inches long that, you know, just, yeah, it's a little worn, throw it away.
Guilty.
Yeah.
And that was the question someone asked me. What, because I guess they hadn't listened to the podcast. I think that's where she discussed her ground cloth.
Yes.
More? I can't remember. Anyway, I said, what is she using for her ground cloth? And I said, just old linens.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever she can find. So she would fit in wonderfully with my group of friends. We could get into lots of trouble together.
Yeah. You guys could. Yep. It'd be dangerous. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What a talent. Just a talent.
Beautiful. Beautiful work.
Yep.
Beautiful. Go check her out.
Yeah. Somebody wrote and said they think it was the best show that we've had. You know, wow. Ouch. But then it might be. It just might be.
Well, I think it was the creativity level that she brought. You know, I think even if you're not going to do that type of needlework or it doesn't necessarily speak to you, you know, maybe you didn't like all the eyes or whatever, it should jumpstart you thinking about how you use your needlework and how you do your needlework. I don't know. I just thought it was very interesting how she, just her creativity, the stories behind it, everything, everything.
Yep. Yeah. Sharon Bruce from Ireland wrote to me, said, I really like the show, but those eyes, they make me uncomfortable. Yeah.
And I loved the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's so much to them. She gets so much out of us, just a basic, well, number one, learning how to design and stitch an eye cannot be easy. But then, she takes it to a new level. I mean, there's expression, there's meaning. Those eyes with tears in them, holy smokes, how do you do that?
Right. Oh. Right. And I took a class to learn how to draw an eye. Okay. It's hard to just draw it.
I'm not surprised. I bet it is. Yeah.
And to get it. And then I didn't mean for mine. I think mine was sad and I didn't want it to be sad, but that's how my eye looked. And I was like, what have I done wrong with this? And I only made, I mean, it was literally one eye. I didn't do two eyes. Look, you know, like a, no, it was one eye. So it's hard. Difficult to do.
Yeah. Just to get it to just the right proportions and everything, huh?
Right. And to, like you said, to get it to be the expression you want it to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't even imagine that. Yeah. She's something. Yep.
Yeah.
Andrea Cabral, Black Cat Creative Studio, Maya, Portugal.
Yes.
And I have to say, I looked it up. You know, of course, you got to know, where's Maya, Portugal? I have to say, I'd go there. I'd go check that out. Yeah, it looks like, you know, just a little town there in the northeast corner, not too far from the ocean. Yeah, probably beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nice.
So, yeah, check that out. That was a treat. That was a true treat. Mm-hmm. All right, now you've been doing, you got to help me with this one. Okay, because these challenges, you and your little clan out there in northwestern Illinois, and your challenges.
All right.
Okay, I don't get the challenge thing, so help me with the challenge thing.
Okay, I think it goes along with the beginning of a year or two. I think people are starting to think about their the end of the year. They're getting, you know, you're seeing it's almost, you know, the end of the year. And then what am I going to do for 2021? I mean, 2020 was not a great year for anybody, I don't think. So I think everyone's really starting to push forward to what's happening in 2021. And part of that, I think, is looking at challenges. And there's a huge one called the 100 Day Challenge that there's one that starts in January and one that starts in April. But I used to resist them like you, Gary. I thought, I have no need to do any sort of challenge. I have enough stitching problems as it is. But then I thought, you know, I need to do one. So I did one that you started 15 things in 15 days in January.
Okay.
I found out that I don't like starting 15 things in 15 days any time of the year.
So the fundamentals to it then is basically, it doesn't matter what it is, but to put on the board, I am going to commit myself to this.
Right.
To make yourself.
It shows you a few things. One thing, it teaches you something about yourself. I always learned something about myself at the end of the challenge.
Okay.
The other thing is, it teaches you something about your needlework, maybe your style of needlework, what you like to do. And then the other thing I learned too, by doing these challenges, is it's okay to change the rules. The rules are not like set in stone. I find I get more things done in my needlework if I take on one of these challenges. So there's been challenges like to stitch for 30 days on one piece. And I never used to do those because I thought I could never stitch on one piece for 30 days. Well, then I realized I didn't have to stitch on that piece all month. I could use other pieces, but that piece had to get at least one stitch every day. And I would get a lot of progress done on that one
piece. Okay. So, all right. So let's take that one. All right. Let's take that one. Cause I struggle to get this. So, okay. So I'm going to stitch on a piece for every day for 30 days.
Right. And okay. So what piece are you working on? What was the last thing you put needle and thread together on a piece? Hannah Longstreth.
Hannah Longstreth. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Worked on that this weekend. Okay.
All right. So let's say you're going to do, let's not even make it 30 days. Let's make it 7 days. You take your piece and you take a picture of it.
Okay.
And then you're going to say for the next 7 days, I'm going to do one stitch on that piece.
Minimum.
At the end of seven,
Minimum.
And you take a picture at the end of 7 days and see how much progress you made. A picture makes a difference. And then you could, post on Instagram or wherever you post.
Okay.
But let's say Friday, something's happening Friday. There is no way you're going to be able to get needle and thread.
Mm-hmm.
There's just not going to happen. So you don't say, well, I can't stitch the other 6 days because, I can't do this challenge because I can't stitch that one day. You give yourself permission to say, I already know I'm going to miss that day. That's okay. Maybe I'll just do one more day then. I'll go till Thursday instead of going Wednesday to Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you allow yourself a little slop in it, the thing.
Right. Right.
Cause see, that's like these monthly stitch alongs where you get a portion of the thing every month.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stitch like the first one, maybe get most of the second one done, and then I'll miss a month. And before I know it, I'm 3 months behind. It's like, why did I even start this thing? It's not going anywhere. And, So I'm going to try that. Okay. It's Wednesday. I'm working on Hannah Longstreth. So I am going to commit myself then to put at least one stitch in Hannah Longstreth for 7 days. And then I'll report back a week from today.
Right. And just,
so every day.
And just post a picture and say, you don't even have to post a picture every day. Cause that's a lot of posting, but just you don't even need to post it. Take two, you'll have those two pictures and put them side by side and you'll see how much work you've done.
Okay.
On it.
All right. I'm going to try that. Okay.
And I know what you mean about the monthly challenges. I did the linen and threads one this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so far I've kept up except for the initials, which don't count. So, cause I wasn't sure what I was going to do. So I've started adding those, but I'm not going to sweat that. I've got mm-hmm. most of them done. I now know that I won't do another one. And it's not that I don't like the design. I decided I don't like giving that time up.
Mm-hmm.
My stitching time, because it took me to do the November one 5 or 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's every evening. That's what I worked on. And I thought, you know what? There's only so many days in my life left.
Yeah, yeah.
and I love these pieces, but I don't like having to I would be like you. If I had stopped, it would never have gotten done.
Yeah.
And well, I'm so close now.
Last year's one with the peacock. Mm-hmm. I think I finished the peacock. And I really liked that design, and the way he developed it was fantastic.
Yes.
But I got 3 months behind, and then we were doing something else, and it's just never mind. And so now it sits there, you know, it sits there in Q-snaps, and, you know, so I'm thinking, all right, now that was a good piece of linen. I cut out of a yard of linen and set that all up, and I'm never going to finish that thing. I didn't even download all of them. I'm never going to finish that thing. And so I really should just pull the threads out and use the linen for something else but I liked it, you know, and I was doing it from stash because I had a linen and obviously because I had, you know, but then I also had a variegated thread, a gray variegated thread, a good supply of it that I don't know how I came to own it, but I thought this will be perfect. You know, I didn't have to spend a dime. I already had it. This is wonderful. I don't have to go get Q-snaps. I have plenty of those. You know, just complete from stash. No expense. This will be really cool. And, you know, and each month, Brendan came up with another excellent design that fed off of that. And people were doing amazing things. I just gave up. Yeah.
Okay. So what did you learn?
Not to start those things.
Yeah. Other than not to start those. Did you learn anything else? Was it the thread that bothered you? Did you not like the variegation? Did you not like working in Q-snaps?
I just didn't like the fact that that pressure stitching where I had to get this much done this month and I wasn't mm-hmm. getting there.
Right. So let's say you saw the pattern later and maybe you would have stitched it, you think? Because there's one that I like and I can't remember if it's 2017, 2018. I don't remember what year it is. It's a banding. And mm-hmm. I like that one. I downloaded it and I have it and I have the threads and I have the linen and I might do that one,
yeah.
But I don't think I would do it. I won't do 2021. I won't even think about starting it.
Yeah. I guess it was just the frustration because I like it. Would I stitch it? Yeah, I would. When it was all finished, what he did with it. Yeah, I mm-hmm. would. I mean, his work gets into the same ballpark as modern folk embroidery. What's his name?
Jacob.
I love their designs. I absolutely love mm-hmm. their designs. And then where's Agnes Day sitting there on beautiful purple linen, you know, mm-hmm. Perfect, beautiful thing. And I still haven't done anything with it. You know, that was a time where, the time to stitch on it just I just lost it and I got behind and it just got set aside. That one will get finished. The, peacock one. No, I'm just going to pull the linen and pull the threads out and save the linen for something else, wash it again and set it up for something else. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I have a friend who likes having hard and fast goals and she's been pestering me, gently prodding me forward to finish a piece. And I'm a little looser on my goals than that. But mm-hmm. because if I get too boxed in, then I won't do it at all. It's just like I dig in my heels and I'm like, well, I'm just not going to do it. And it's like, well, that's dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
I'll show Beth.
It's like, you know, what am I doing? But so like every year, well, for the last few years, our guild has had a challenge to finish a piece. And I sign up and I have as yet to finish one of those pieces for the guild challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I don't like doing that one, but it never gets done. I have never finished one where I can set other goals for myself personally.
And you do.
And I do fine. Yeah. And I do them. Maybe somebody else. Maybe I don't like authority figures. This is a whole nother problem that maybe we shouldn't discuss on the podcast.
Let's leave that out. Yes. Let's leave that out. That could get uncomfortable. Yes. Okay. Well, I'm going to try that 7 days. Maybe that's part of the deal is I just need to keep it small.
Right.
But see, the thing for me, like people who stitch every day. I admire that because I sat down last night and it was just, ugh, I'm not moving. You know, I'm just not moving. I'm barely staying awake. And, you know, there's just no, to stitch would have been just something to do to tear out tomorrow, you know. Right. And so I at least am smart enough to know that when those days happen, just don't.
Right.
All right. So, okay, at least one stitch for 7 days and we'll see how we do.
Right. And the other thing is, for me, my stitching time is at night. It's been that way since my kids were, when I had kids.
Yeah.
That's just my best time to stitch.
Cause you had other choice.
That's right. Well, and actually I used to get up very early in the morning and stitch. That's the other time I would stitch. But so for now, for me, it's kind of hard to give myself permission. I mean, the kids are gone, you know, I have the cat and my husband, but you know, to say, okay, you know, I have time, to stitch. Why don't I give myself, it's almost like giving yourself permission just to sit down and take a few stitches.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes that's hard for me to do, to say, you know, it's okay. I'm allowed to stitch now. Yeah. You know, I could go wash the dishes, but I can give myself 15 minutes to stitch.
Yeah.
And then go do the dishes.
Yeah. Nope. I know what that's like though. Cause you know, Margaret and I work at home and, yeah, I mean, I could at any point in the day go downstairs and take 15 minutes, but you know, years and years of the work day is the work day. And to give myself permission, even if it's a day where I really don't have that much, you know, I'm not that busy, I can knock off at 2 o'clock.
Right.
I don't. And I, you know, I really should do that. Cause like there'll be some days, like days that I don't ride my bike, where I will start earlier in the morning and I have a full day in by mid afternoon and my mind's starting to run out of gas and I, you know, I should stop and go stitch, but I don't, I hang in there. And that's that permission thing. You know, it's okay. Cause like stitching is leisure time and you're only allowed to do that in the evening and on weekends, you know?
Right. But and for me, I've started thinking of it as more of, okay, so let's say I had a job where I worked outside of the home and I had a lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you might eat a little lunch. Maybe I'd go for a walk during that time.
Yeah.
I'd probably have something to stitch.
Yep.
So why can't I give myself 10, 15 minutes and stitch?
Right.
It's good for your heart. You know, we've already discussed this. It's good for your heart rate. It's good for your mood, you know, all that stuff. So,
and see, that's the other thing. I don't even stop and have a lunch hour.
Ooh.
See, I just don't do it. And there's another thing. Why don't I take a half an hour in the middle of the day and go stitch? I mean, it's just sitting down there. All I got to do is sit in the chair and pick up the needle and go.
Right.
It's not like I have to set up anything or, you know, I don't do it. And then the end result is some evenings I'm just, not gonna.
Right. And I find too, when I give myself permission to do that, when I stop for a minute and stitch, then I'm like, okay, yeah, now I can go and do those chores. Maybe I've been putting off or something. I've been, I hate getting on the computer and doing some of those things that you need to get done. It just gives you, I think it gives you new energy for that too.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to have some talking to myself here.
So when you're muttering to yourself, Margaret knows why.
Yeah. Okay. I got to try this because, you know, people during this whole COVID quarantine, whatever, you know, people say, how many people said, oh, I've got so much time to stitch. I'm getting all these things done. And my reaction to that every time, not always voiced, is, geez, how do you do that? I haven't had time. I don't have those days. I'd like to have one of those days. And so I'm envious of those people because, I mean, they're just, you know, there's a lot of people just cranking stuff out like machines. And, you know, because you can only clean the house so many times and mow the lawn so many times. And then,
right. And you've gone for your walk and,
right.
You know, you've done all those things. And now it's like, okay, now what?
Yep. And there you have it. There's your time.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to do that. And then that's the other thing is your time.
Right.
You know, what takes up your time?
Right. So I thought that this podcast is about to go away. Sorry to give everyone a heads up, but it's called Creatives Get Real. And I heard it on these two gals talking, and I can't remember their names.
Not, Fiber Talk's not going away.
No, the Creatives Get Real. Yeah. So yeah. It's, and they were discussing writing down everything you do during a day. So like everything. So you get up, you wash clothes, you know, all the little piddly things and where your time goes. And I didn't take time to do that, to write down everything I do. But it made me think about things that I do that maybe aren't productive. And social media, of course, pops up first on that list.
Yeah.
And I kind of decided it's easy to do. I'm bored. I don't want to go do something. So you just, I'll just see what's happening on Instagram. Who's posted lately? Mm-hmm. And it's like you get sucked down for 20 minutes and then like, I could have used that time. I could have mm-hmm. done something with that time. So I've kind of decided I'm going to try to only be on there like once during the day and then off. And just get rid of that time suck vortex that's there.
Okay, so discipline yourself to not use that as the fill.
Right. And just stitch. I did it this afternoon. I just said, I have a little bit of time here. I'm going to pull out a piece that's easy to stop and start, and I'm just going to put a few stitches in. And it was nice. You know, mm-hmm. I got something done.
Something to show for it other than a drained battery.
right. And I think sometimes there's other things that'll, you know, that maybe will take up your time that, you know, maybe aren't useful. And I think that goes along with our stash. There's somebody here locally that goes through their stash every year, goes through all their needlework and decides whether they're going to keep it or not. Right. I can't imagine doing that. But I was looking through some things the other day and I was thinking, I am never going to stitch this. Why am I holding on to it? Why is it still here taking up space? You know, and I'm thinking that's the other thing I need to do is just to go through and just purge some of that stuff that mm-hmm. I'm never going to touch. I'm never going to stitch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just taking up space. And I think that's also because that's more of an emotional drain too when you have so much.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how many pieces have we started this year because of Fiber Talk, Gary?
Don't make the list. Don't make the list. It'll just be depressing. Don't do it.
But there's some of those pieces I really want to finish. And I have pieces that I do want to finish. But then I have others that I'm like your peacock piece. You know, it's time to move on. It's time to stop having that on the queue stamps. It's time to take a moment, pick it out and say, okay, I'm done and move on.
Yep. Now see, and we didn't start one this year that I've regretted.
No.
I like them all. I want to finish them all. Not one. Mm-hmm. But boy, there's a bunch of them that are in various stages of start.
Right. And I moved all my pieces that I was working on, and I moved them so they're no longer. I don't look at them all the time. I'm just what's out is what I'm currently stitching.
Oh, okay.
Because it was becoming depressing to look at all of them and say, I should be working on that. I should be working on that.
Mm-hmm. But see, you have, you're pretty good. You keep churning through them because you post and I see because you keep a pretty good movement through the different pieces. It's not very often that one will sit for a long time that you don't at least pick it up.
Right. Well, and then, but I think it's because it's the end of the year, it almost feels like it'd be nice to get a few pieces stitched and out of here, you know, out of this 2020 stash, you know, just move them. So I'm not looking at them next year for 2021. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the one, and I don't mean this in a one that I really would like to get back to is Royal Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that'll go quickly.
You were flying too.
Oh, it was hard to stop. It was.
Yeah, you were flying on that one. See, and that's the other thing. Now, you know, the end of the year. See, I've never been, not never, but I haven't been in so long, one of those that finds an end to the year. And I think that's part of it is being a magazine editor. Because, mm-hmm. see, I'm already doing work for March and April issues of next year.
Oh, that's depressing.
Like, see, the January, February issue, I already have all that lined up. And I'm already into March and April. So so for me, you know, the year doesn't really end.
Right.
You know, it ended the last issue of the year, which we're putting together now, that end, if you can call it that, that was a month ago where I had things lined up. So for me, there's never really that sense of the end of a year, because I'm already into 2021. It's just
right.
So mentally that's what happens to me. So I never feel that like you were describing, where I'd really like to get something done by the end of the year. It's like I don't even recognize it. I've already moved on. So and I wonder, you know, someday when I retire, assuming that happens, I wonder if that switch will go off. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, I think people kind of, it's kind of nice to start a new year with a kind of a cleaner slate. And I think that's why a lot of people go through and start doing that assessment and those goals and those here at the end of the year. I've seen a lot of them pop up on my FlossTube feed, people doing goal planning, you know, setting plans, trying to figure out what they're going to do through the end of the year. And it is a busier time of year. You get through, you know, the holiday season, even though it is COVID, you know, I hate to say that word, but.
Yeah. Yeah. That's quickly becoming a 4-letter word, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's still a season where it is a little busier. And so to kind of, it's kind of, I don't know. I always kind of, okay, here we're coming on this holiday season. I kind of always look forward to January when things kind of calm down again and quiet down, and I get back into my stitching.
Yeah. Now that will be interesting this year as we're in the middle of November. So Thanksgiving it'll be interesting this year to see how people react, deal with, benefit from a holiday season where you really can't get together with anyone.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can, but it's risky and probably not worth it. And so then those days, like Margaret and I are talking, basically Thanksgiving and Christmas days, the 2 days, it'll just be us. And we won't have church services to go to, because those will be online. You know, all that stuff, like for me with handbells, I mean, we haven't, I tried to get handbells going again in October, had to shut it down because one of our members got sick, got the virus, and just had to shut it down. So it don't have any of those rehearsals, don't have a concert, don't have a bunch of services to play in. So all that's gone away. It'll be interesting. And, you know, everybody has their variation on that theme. What will it be? You know, what will you then really in December get more stitching done than you ever have, you know?
Right. And you're right. I didn't even think about that, you know, cause we're normally pretty low key here anyway, but you're right. We don't have the Christmas program going on at church. That won't be taking place. All that stuff that, you know, you're normally very, very involved in that takes a lot of time. And it's just not going to happen.
None of it. Yeah, none of it is going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I think, too, it's it would be easy to become discouraged and depressed over that. You know, there's the season, you know, you think of family, you think of gathering, no matter what faith you are, because, you know, there's Hanukkah in there too. There's something about that celebration. So, you know, maybe even just taking extra time to enjoy your stitching.
Go to the other side of that. Mm-hmm. The holiday season where you're not under pressure to do all these things because right. they're not even an option. So then the stress of keeping up the schedule of I got to be here, I got to be here, I got to buy all the food for the big family dinner, I got to do this. None of that's there. So then do people discover that it's a more relaxing, more enjoyable holiday season than they've had? I don't know.
Right.
Or do you become an alcoholic? You know, I don't know.
Don't do that.
But you know what I mean? What happens there? And you have this hobby that is an excellent, relaxing, time-filling thing that actually results in something.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I don't know.
Oh, and I know this year, I'm going to give myself permission to start a new piece. Cause you know, I need a new piece to start after thinking about all these ones I got to get done. But, there's a designer that puts out a Santa every year. Janet Ziegler Casey, they're line drawn Santas. And I might try to make myself the goal of seeing how much of that I can get done. Mm-hmm. They're needlepoint and they're fun. They're fast. And they're cheerful. They brighten my day when I stitch on them. So, mm-hmm. you know, just to make the season a little bit more cheery, even give myself permission to start that. You know.
Yeah. All right. Here's one for you. Here's a challenge for you. All right.
A challenge for me.
Here's a challenge. Well, for both of us. A challenge for both of us, and she's not here, so we can do it. We'll drag Jennifer into it.
Sure.
Okay. You know. Just tough toenails, Jennifer. Show up at the meeting or you get a job. That's how it works. Okay, so new challenge for the beginning of the year. Start a technique you've never done but always wanted to try.
Ooh. I hope my friend doesn't listen to this one.
So what's your technique? What jumped into your head immediately?
Stump work. I've tried stump work, either that or I've done white work too. White work was that first thing, and then stump work was the next.
That's the one that jumped in my head too, stump work. And then immediately gold work, because I have the stuff, just haven't actually done it, other than that little bit with Natalie. But stump work was the one that jumped in my head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so there's a challenge.
Try a new technique. Okay.
Try a technique you've never done, but always wanted to, you know, it's always been in the back of your head to try. Okay?
All right.
Chew on that. You know, chew on that. See if that...
You know it's running through my mind.
Yeah.
And it starts with a C.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep, I know. And it's spelled A-S-K-E-T. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
You're a bad influence.
You're welcome. So there.
FiberTalk made me buy it.
Yeah, FiberTalk made me buy it. That's right. So there, think about that one. Sorry, Jennifer. No, not sorry.
Not sorry. If he's going to make me do it, you got to do it too.
Okay. All right. Let's ponder that in our hearts.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'll ponder that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Trish would be happy to ship you one of those caskets.
Yeah. I know she would.
She could put it in the mail tomorrow, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not going to be made forever. That's the other thing I keep thinking about.
Yeah, it's fleeting away from you, Beth. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What about you? You're gonna do the
Well,
gold work?
no, it would be stump work, to try stump work.
Okay.
It would be to try stump work. But then technique 1A would be gold work, because I have that a Van Gogh design from Natalie Dupuy that I bought it, and I really want to do it. It's a beautiful piece, and it's not that big, and I really need to work on that. And that is something where, because see, that's something where I have to, we talk about all this discipline and time management and all that, because to me, that's something where you can't have the TV on. Maybe you have some music in your head or something, but you got to sit there at the table and pay attention. Yeah. Same with stump work, I'm sure.
And yes, and I think that's, it's nice to have those projects that take so much concentration that really challenge you. And I don't have one of those right now, so
Well, that casket, that would do it for you right there.
yeah, it would.
You want Trisha's number, or are you good?
I think I've got it, or she has mine.
Yeah, she has your number. I about guarantee you that. I about guarantee that. Okay, all right, so let's ponder that, and we'll come back
Gonna ponder that one.
and come back in a couple of weeks and see where we're at.
All right.
Okay, so that might be the challenge right there. All right. So okay,
Thanks
so
for it.
I'm gonna but I'm gonna do the 7 days. Hannah
Okay.
Longstreth, 7 days, Wednesday to Wednesday, and we're gonna see how we do.
Okay.
All
And
right.
I could work on my Avlia piece. That would be, but then I might have it. I don't think in 7 days I could get it
Well,
finished.
you got 2 more Sundays of meditative stitching. It'll be
Okay.
really cool if you put the last stitch in on the Sunday show.
Okay.
That would be fun. End of the Sunday show, Beth finishes it.
I'll see what I can do.
Time that out. Okay. right. I think we've done enough damage for this week.
Yes, I think
I
so.
think we have. Yeah, I think we've been pretty effective here. That's it. Okay, so tonight is Cindy Baldwin with another parade of beautiful work. Sunday, meditative stitching, 2 o'clock Eastern time. Sunday's podcast, Patricia Sohn, and then a week from tonight, live will be Patricia Sohn with painted canvas, embellished, mind-blowing, how she did it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Join us for
That
that.
might be, and that might be bad on my pocketbook too. So thanks,
Yeah,
Gary.
yeah. No, I'm happy to help, really. I'm here for you, Beth.
Thanks, Gary.
am here for you. All right. That's it. Thanks for listening.
Bye.